The Bible says that God is a God of covenant. But exactly what does that mean? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about God and covenant. The first question that we have to ask is, what is a covenant? A covenant is a contract, usually between two people. As a matter of fact, it is even a legal term. You can ask any attorney what a covenant is, and he'll tell you readily because of the fact that they use the term in their legal practices almost on a daily basis. And a covenant is a contract between two people. Well, in the Holy Scripture, covenant is a holy thing, and it is an arrangement, put in simple terms, where once someone receives Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior, which is called the born-again experience, he enters a covenant with Father God, the Lord Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and that covenant is simply this. God agrees to save you and me from our sins, selves, and circumstances. And in turn, we agree to keep his teachings, that is his commandments, and to walk with him the rest of our lives in thanksgiving, praise, worship, and prayer, for which he gives us a free gift of eternal life. There are actually two covenants that we receive in our Christian faith walk: the Abrahamic covenant, to which we are grafted in with the Jews when we get born again, and then there is the blood covenant of Christ, which we receive in the New Testament, which is referred to as the new and better covenant in his blood. The blood of Christ washes away all sin. So the blood covenant is a bit different than other covenants of Scripture, because the blood covenant is a one-sided covenant. It comes from Jesus to us. And in that contract, we agree to walk a Christian faith walk and to receive Christ and to worship and honor him, the Father and the Holy Spirit. In turn, his blood washes away our sin and purchases for us a place in heaven where Christ takes us to the Father. The blood covenant can only come from Jesus to us. Why? Because the Scripture says the life is in the blood. The requirement to get to the Father and to heaven is be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Well, we're not perfect. And if the life is in the blood, in Christ's blood, there is perfect life, which satisfies Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, because Christ imputes his blood sacrifice toward us to wash away our sins and give us his perfect life. Our life won't work because our lives are imperfect and could never satisfy Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. That in turn means that man has a problem that he cannot solve. So the Father had to send the Son manifestation to the earth to tell the people of the earth about the Father and to pay the price for their sins. An amazing and ingenious thing to do. Why? Because Father God says in Old Testament Scripture, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. You see, if Father God came down to the earth to tell you about himself and the things, you wouldn't be able to understand him. He's so far beyond what we are. So he had to manifest his life in the Son manifestation of Christ, the Anointed One, to come to the earth, the Scripture says, in the likeness of a man, to tell man about Father God and to save all men. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. Now, if we understand that, we understand that if we receive Christ as personal Lord and Savior, that we are brought into the covenant in his blood, which gives us his salvation from sin, our sins, ourself, and our circumstances, and the free gift of eternal life, which cannot be earned or deserved. Christ saves you and me, not because of what we do or who we are, but because of who he is. And that salvation is received by his grace, his love and kindness and power and victory to us through faith, which is trust on Christ. The word faith is Old English, and it means trust. So what we learn from all of this is that our prime covenant with God as New Testament people is the covenant in Christ's blood, the new and better covenant, Scripture calls. There is another covenant that we are grafted into as well that's called the Abrahamic covenant. Why? Because God is making one new man, the Scripture says, between the Jews and the Gentiles, or the Greeks, which means the Christian believers, the non-Jew who believe. And so we are grafted into the Abrahamic covenant given to the Jews. And in a nutshell, what is the Abrahamic covenant? The covenant that God promised to Abraham. He said to him, I will bless you, your spouse, and your children to 1,000 generations, and your nation to 1,000 generations. And I will give you long life, good health, safety, protection, wealth, and victory over your enemies. Now, actually, I've summarized about maybe 12 or 15 chapters of Old Testament scripture in those few words, because we've only got a half hour broadcast. But nonetheless, that is what the Abrahamic covenant promises are. And we are grafted in to receive them by a trusting faith on Christ as well. Prosperity and abundance is part of that covenant. God wants you to prosper. So if you agree to walk with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three manifestations of one God. Behold, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. God will perform his covenant for you. So, in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 9, we read, so I will turn toward you and make you fruitful and multiply you, and I will confirm my covenant with you. In other words, God says that if you become born again, that is, receive Christ into your heart by trusting faith, by his grace, that God will show you that he will do these things. He will confirm it to you. As a matter of fact, Nehemiah spoke to God about it, and in Nehemiah 1, verse 5, he said, I beseech you, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who preserves the covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments, meaning teachings. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, we read, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who is giving you power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. So you say, well, Bern, how do I enter into this new covenant and the covenant of Abraham? The answer to that is in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 3 and verse 5. And verse 3 of chapter 3 says, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, what does that mean? It means you cannot understand the things of the kingdom of God. Very frequently, during ministry in the past, unsaved people would come to me and they'd say, I try to read the Bible, but I just can't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. And that's true. Because you must enter into the kingdom of God first for the Holy Spirit to open up the Word of God to you, so that when you read the Bible, you will understand. And that's why John 3, verse 3 says, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. You cannot understand the things of the kingdom of God. And then once you are born again of God's Spirit, He opens up your understanding so that when you start reading the Bible, you are able to understand and appreciate and receive the truths of God as you're studying your scriptures. And you say, what does that mean to be born again? The actual translation means to be born from above. You see, the literal meaning is that you, when you receive Jesus, are generated out of Him. He created you. He was the creator. And when you receive Him, He makes your spirit man alive and indwells your spirit and lives in you and walks with you through life, performs His covenant for you, blesses you, teaches you, strengthens you, forms Himself in you in His image and likeness, so that you become more and more like He is. And by doing so, the scripture says, you take on the mind of Christ. You start thinking like Jesus thinks. You start loving like Jesus. You start worshiping as Jesus worshiped. And when you understand this, it is a life-changing, life-transforming experience. The proof that Jesus Christ is real is the testimony of changed lives by the hundreds of millions of people who have received Him throughout the past centuries. So what am I saying? I'm saying it is self-proving. It can be experienced. It is real. So unless you are born from above, meaning you invite Jesus into your heart to be personal Lord and Savior, and then trust that He does it. And I will be giving you an opportunity to do that before the end of the broadcast. When you do that, He indwells your spirit and lives in you. You see, you and I can't change ourselves. That's why we need a Savior. But Jesus can change us, and He does it lovingly and gently. And you may say, well, I don't know that this is for me because I feel like I'm too far gone. No, there's no pit so deep that Jesus cannot reach down and lift you out. So you say, but Bern, I have a very, very bad past. And Jesus takes people with bad pasts and gives them great future. And you say, but Bern, is all this real? And the answer is 100%. So John 3, verse 3 says, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And then verse 5 of John chapter 3 says, unless you are born of water and the Spirit, you cannot understand the kingdom of God. Now, what does it mean to be born of water and the Spirit? Born of water was an expression used by the Hebrew women when they were giving birth. When the bag of waters descended into the birth canal and broke, they said the baby was born of water, which means physical birth. So when Jesus said, unless you are born of water and the Spirit, you cannot understand the kingdom of God, what He was saying is that you must be born once physically into existence, then you must be born spiritually into the kingdom of God. And how do you do that? By repenting of your sin and telling God from the heart you're sorry for all sin and ask His forgiveness and then invite Him into your heart to be personal Lord and Savior. Lord means lead me through life. Savior means save me from sin, self, and circumstances. He will do it for the ask. And so, in Exodus 6:5, we read, furthermore, I have heard the groaning of the sons of Israel. This is God speaking. because the Egyptians are holding them in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Well, God's word is forever, and it's for today also. What does this all mean? It means that if you are in bondage, God remembers his covenant with you and will deliver you out of your bond. In Psalm 106, verse 45, it says, "And he remembered his covenant for their sake and relented according to the greatness of his loving kindness." He was going to bring judgment, but instead he brought kindness. If you enter covenant with God, you will be moved from impending judgment to kindness, loving kindness, blessings, prosperity, abundance, divine protection, health for you, your spouses, children, and blessings to 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments," his teachings. Let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? The word Lord means lead me through life. The word Savior means save me from sin, self, and circumstances. There's no problem so great that Jesus cannot deliver you out of it. He can. Are you ready? Jesus said, "I stand at the door and I knock. He who opens the door," that's the door to the heart, "and invites me in, I will come into him and fellowship with him and he with me." It is self-proof. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sins.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen."
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Byrne Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.